Hello, movie lovers. Welcome back to another episode of Chatty Sisters, where I talk movies. I'll start with the basics, like who was in it, what it's about, and my review. Then after a short break, we'll go deeper and get into the spoilers.
Hey y'all, happy Saturday and happy second day, third night of Hanukkah. Today's movie is Mistletoe and Menorahs. There is no tagline, but the best quote from this movie is, "You need to see things outside of your own perspective to truly understand the world." And ain't that the truth? This is a movie that I watched on Prime Video, came out in 2021, and it is romance, comedy, and drama. It is rated G. For everybody. The director is Max McGuire, and our writer is Guy Yosep. And McGuire has done Foreverland and Noelle Next Door. Yosep has done A Dash of Christmas and A Christmas Mission. Our two main stars is Kelly Jekyll, who was in Pitch Perfect, as well as Yuletide the Knot. She has really found her way into the Christmas movie scene. She has done 5 Christmas movies since 2018. And I say Christmas and not holiday because let's be real, the movies are heavily Christmas based. And then we have Jake Epstein, who was in Degrassi, The New Generation, as well as 8 Gifts of Hanukkah. He is also heavy in the holiday movie scene. He has done 6 movies since 2019. And surprise, he's actually Jewish. So I know we love to see that in movies when they are very specific about the type of people that are in the movies. And then the actor actually matches their character. So our production companies are Neshama Entertainment, who did Our Christmas Mural and The Way Home. Our Christmas Mural is actually on my list to watch this year. So I'll drop something in Twitter or Threads and let you guys know how it was when I watch it. And then we have One Department Entertainment Services, who did Christmas Jars and A Christmas Fumble. A Christmas Fumble is a good movie. I have seen it before and I enjoyed it. So the description of this movie is as follows. When a toy company executive must learn about Hanukkah to land a big account, she enlists the help of her co-worker's friend, who also happens to be in need of turning his pad into a Christmas wonderland. This movie is cute, okay? It's a holiday movie. It's a romance holiday movie, which we know are different from family holiday movies. So yeah, this one was just fun, and it's, you actually get to learn about Hanukkah in it. I can definitely see it being a Hanukkah movie because it's more Hanukkah than Christmas. But they do talk about and do both things in there, and it's fun to see the similarities that both holidays have. I made a joke when I was watching the movie that maybe they don't like making Hanukkah movies because it requires too much eating on screen. Yeah, because most holidays include lots of eating, and that is like what family time is centered around. Eating all the good food. So I thought that was funny, but that is not an excuse to not make more Hanukkah movies. Let me put that out there. Now, I do want to point out that this is a Lifetime movie and not a Hallmark movie. So it's less whimsical, which in my opinion makes it a bit better. It seems a bit more realistic, even though there are some things in there you're like, nah, I can't see this happening in real life, but you never know. And this movie is also known as A Merry Holiday. So if you see that movie, that is the same as Mistletoe and Menorahs. And yeah, did I enjoy the movie? Would I recommend it? Absolutely. If you're looking for a holiday movie to watch this year, this is a good one. There's really not much that I can say about it. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a really fun movie. I do enjoy watching Hallmark movies during this season. I mean, I guess I enjoy watching Hallmark movies any season. So if you enjoy these types of movies, then you would probably enjoy this one. If romantic holiday festivities type movies are not for you, then you would hate this movie. Yeah, and that's what I got today. I did not need more. I had no questions. The movie is very simple, okay? Like, it's a TV movie. It's a feel good movie, so you know, don't expect like too much craziness happen. It's just a good movie to watch when you're in the holiday spirit, or maybe even when you're not in the holiday spirit. It is a good movie to make you feel good at the end. And that is what I have for no spoilers. So I'm gonna go ahead and move on to the spoiler side because this is a wrap.
All right, y'all. After this break, it's time for the after party, aka spoilers. Hope to see you there.
It is time for the spoilers. Hey guys, thank you for sticking around. The movie starts off crazy to me because this woman is like, she's dedicated to her toys and she's so gung-ho about sucking up to the boss, but she doesn't know that the boss is Jewish. And so she puts her foot in her mouth and she's like, yeah, I am so prepared. I am an expert at the holidays and like yada, yada, yada. And then she finds out from her coworker and best friend that the boss is Jewish and not, and doesn't celebrate Christmas. So yeah, it totally threw her off. And she's like, oh my goodness, how am I supposed to learn everything about Hanukkah in a week? Because, you know, she's an overachiever. She said that she was an expert and she wants to be that. And the friend has an idea that her son's teacher can teach her about Hanukkah, because we also find out that he has a girlfriend that celebrates Christmas, and he wants to surprise her by, you know, doing Christmas things, turning his home into a Christmas pad so they can celebrate the holidays together, which I think is really cute. So yeah, we find out that our main character, Christy, has an inattentive boyfriend who comes over her house using up all her cable because his not working, you know, to watch sports and not even be interested in what she's doing. He refuses to try the latkes because he's like, it's not his thing. But honestly, who doesn't like potatoes? And they're fried potatoes. It's not a quirky dish. It's just potatoes. Like, my goodness. And he won't attend her family holiday event because it's not his thing. He says that he has to work and he's picking up more hours for the end of the year, but really he just doesn't want to be there because he doesn't like the holidays. And honestly, I think it is bad on you to be with somebody who hates the holidays and you're obsessed with the holidays. Like, I feel like that generally doesn't work. But if you have experienced that and your person has come around, please let me know. Tell me your tales of holiday love, okay? I'm so here for it. Also, this guy misses her moment, like her big moment for the promotion or whatever, because he is having a party at his house and then they're going to see a game later in person. They're going to see the game and they're going to be at the game, and his boss is not even going to be there because they had to go out of town. And yeah, he just didn't want to be there with her on her big moment. However, when she gets the promotion, he has set up an interview with her for her at the bank so that she can leverage her new position at the toy company to work at the bank and get a 20% pay increase. But like, working in this toy business is what she loves. It's what she wants to do. And I'm like, this guy is just annoying from the beginning. And I know we're not supposed to love the people that they were dating before, but honestly, I'm like, God, do you have to be this terrible? Like, come on. And then his girlfriend, they're trying like the latkes and the sufganiyot, and she's like, isn't Hanukkah random because it's 8 nights of Hanukkah? And I'm like, it's not random. Like, there's a reason for it. Did you even think to, you know, be curious about his holiday? You guys are dating. You don't know anything about Hanukkah. And then throughout the movie, she's just not there. And at first I was like, she's never at the house, but I guess it was like his surprise for her, like he not wanting her to be at the house. But like, she doesn't show up at all except to say like she wants him to meet Well, he's going to meet her dad, and then she thinks about the fact that, yeah, maybe she doesn't like him as much as she thought, and they shouldn't be there. But yeah, they don't seem like they spend time together. She doesn't attempt to learn about Hanukkah, and she doesn't seem actually interested. So, and she doesn't want kids, and this guy is like obsessed with kids. And yeah, that's another deal breaking situation. So these two couples were not meant to be anyway. And then when Christy and Jonathan meet for the first time, there is a fake enemies to lovers situation going on because they fought over her coffee order and how she wanted something very particular. And he kind of made fun of her for it. And they refused to work with each other in the beginning. And I'm like, please don't tell me that you guys are going to pretend to hate each other all movie now because of this coffee situation. And they didn't. Because I mean, it's the holidays. You cannot hate somebody when you're actively celebrating the holidays. So yeah, they came around early on in the movie, even though they weren't trying to pursue anything with each other. They were just teaching each other about each other's holidays. And it was really cute. It honestly, if the other couples would have not been so horrible, this movie could have just been about friends getting to know each other and learning about each other's holidays. But naturally, it is a romance movie and it was really, really cute. The Hanukkah lessons were on point. And because I didn't know that Jonathan was Jewish in real life, so I was like, I wonder, is this going to be a pretend type of Hanukkah situation or is this going to be real? And it was real, and it was fun because it's like, you can tell the moments where they're actually like, yes, this is real Hanukkah stuff. We're not making this stuff up. And, you know, same with Christmas. Like, they're talking about it in a way that people talk about their own holidays. And I thought it was really cool and really cute. And I don't think I can ever be convinced to try fruitcake. I still don't think people eat fruitcake. Even though they tried to make fruitcake a thing in this movie, I've never tasted a fruitcake that I liked. And I'm not sure I am even going to attempt to try a fruitcake that I might like, because the idea of all these different things inside of a soft, fluffy cake just hits me wrong in the feels, okay? Another scene that I think was really cute was the fact that the spirit of giving was on both of their lists, and the caroling scene was really cute because the carolers were there, and then he asked them if they knew the O Hanukkah song, and so they sung that, and it was just fun. And I realized I've never seen carolers before. Do you guys carol? Are there carolers in your neighborhood? I've never seen them. I've never seen them on social media either, so you know, I know that there's more than just my neighborhood, but I've never seen anybody talk about carolers. So where are they? I would like to see them. And then, of course, we get to like the movie and then not just the holiday stuff. And her coworker steals her idea and then went to work for the other company. But she came through in the end because at the last minute, Jonathan helps her come up with this biblical action figure line, which I actually think is a pretty cool idea. You know, besides the religion thing, because religion in all forms is just, it's a rough subject. So we're not even going to go there, but it is very cool, this action figure line. And, you know, obviously the boss loved it and she was promoted and everything was great. But the scene that really wowed me is the fact that every time that they were lighting the candles, she seemed to kind of stumble over her words. But when she lit the candles at this party, she sounded so beautiful. And I didn't realize that she was in Pitch Perfect before I watched the movie. And I was like, whoa, girl, you hitting us with a voice like that? And then I realized she was in Pitch Perfect and she's an actual singer. And so I was like, this is just the icing on the cake for me. And yeah, it was a great movie. It was fun. I was happy in the end. You know when you finish a movie and you get that dumb smile on your face? This is the movie that gave me those vibes. So I really enjoyed it. If you're going to watch it, I hope you enjoy it. If you've already seen it, let me know what you thought. And yeah, I will see you guys next week for another movie. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening today. I would love to hear your thoughts about the movie, so look for me on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads at Chatty Sisters. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, share it and leave a review. Now you know what I'm gonna say. If you don't believe me, then watch it. And if you don't agree, then comment.